Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of time. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Maddie Ice. He's Vish. She's Melissa. I am rocking a new shirt today. Montana Grizz. Go Grizz. Shout out to Melissa for the new t-shirt. I love it. Go Grizz.
And in honor of Matt rocking the Grizz, I figured I'd rock the beach.
There we go.
And Vish is actually rocking the program that we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, some of us have loyalty to the home school. I don't.
Matt, when we missed you last week, but we had another Californian on in your place.
It's not possible to have more than one on it at the same time.
We didn't discuss who was going to intro the show, so it started, and me and Vish kind of just looked at each other, and then I was like, oh, I'll introduce the show.
Oh my God.
You can't have too many Californians on. Yeah. Take over.
Well, how we doing, guys? It's been a while. At least for me.
It has been a while. Did you watch last week's show, Matt, since you missed it?
I did not. I have not had time. I have.
Do you want to quickly give us your Mount Rushmore favorite cereals?
Oh, okay.
You can repeat since you don't know what.
Well, Reese's Puffs is like number one, like by far.
That was on my list.
There's nothing. Yeah, there's no other one that comes close. Cinnamon Life, I would put up there. I love Life cereal.
And life in general.
Yeah, and life in general. Cocoa Pebbles, I'd put them up there too.
Oh, I had that.
Isn't that on
one.
Your list, Vish?
I did have that one, yeah.
There was another one that was on your list that I picked too, Vish, but I can't remember which one it was.
I had Cocoa Pebbles, Frosted Mini Wheats, Frosted Flakes, and Captain Crunch, I think.
Maybe it was Frosted. I can't remember what the fourth one was. Maybe
Melissa, what was on your list? Maybe it was off of Melissa's
Maybe.
List.
Oh, hold on. I actually wrote it down.
Don't you write it down
Vish,
every time?
Vish was, what happened?
Don't you write it down every time?
Yeah, except I obviously didn't do like write down when we did our like items, and I didn't write down like our favorite moments from the show because like I don't. That's a lot to write down.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Vish's was Frosted Mini Wheats, Cocoa Pebbles, Frosted Flakes, and Captain Crunch. Mm-hmm. Mine was Lucky Charms, Reese's Puffs, Fruit Loops, and Rice Krispies.
What was Max's?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which he stole from me. Honey Nut Cheerios, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Raisin Bran.
Yeah, I'd either have Frosted Flakes or I like Honey Bunches of Oats too. That one's good. But I'd probably go I'd lean Frosted Flakes on the fourth.
Melissa called Honey Bunches of Oats geriatric.
I gotta bring up a YouTube stream and put it on mute so you may hear sound for a second.
Goodbye, spoons.
I hear sound.
Oops.
I hear you.
That's yeah, it pulled up. I clicked next and it pulled up my liked videos, which was our video from last week. I like all of our streams.
I think it was this show.
That's what I thought too.
It was like
you 2 seconds ago saying you might hear noise.
Oh, it might have been. I was trying to click the sound button and instead I clicked next. I'm gonna mute myself so I can pull it up without disturbing you guys.
Well, that's gonna be seriously meta when people watch this later.
Have you seen the cereals that they've done, like the mini version? Like they had mini version of Reese's Puffs. I saw them at the store. I never tried them, but.
They have mini versions of Reese's Puffs?
Yeah, they have. I don't know if they still have them. They were like super tiny looking, but.
And then
you like I'm not really a fan of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that was Matt and I picked Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that's not mine.
I've honestly never had like anything else besides the original, so I don't know. There you go.
I just read it.
Your
down.
Writing look like it could be looks like it could be like a font on Word, Melissa.
Oh, I write differently all the time. Like,
oh, it's different styles every time.
Well, yeah, like it's I just however I'm in the mood for.
That's cool.
I don't have one set handwriting. I got my favorite play on football video games on my board tonight, the halfback pass.
Yo, when does NCAA football come out?
July. Out I got to buy a PlayStation.
There you go.
Do you have a PlayStation, Matt?
No, I have an Xbox.
Oh, me too. I was playing Battleship on my Xbox last night. I literally never game on it. I just use it to stream. And so I was telling Vish all about my Battleship victories.
Yeah.
At like 2 in the morning.
I used to play like Warzone all the time and other games, NBA 2K, but it's just it takes up a lot of time.
I was paying for my like Xbox Gold like subscription for like a year and I didn't even realize it. So I just canceled it last month. I'm like, I'm not using this. Why am I paying like $60 every 3 months?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Well, there's a little bit of hoops. There was some, there was some propaganda released by both programs that we should highlight videos, pump up videos.
Oh yeah, from their first week of workouts.
Yeah, off-season workouts are in session. So we got looks. A couple of players we got some looks at, right? Jaleel was there,
dropping dimes.
Yeah, looking. I mean, again, it's
he did. He did say on the show that his passing is underrated.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, again, if he dribbled the ball off his foot, they wouldn't make the highlight video. But yeah, no, he was dropping some dimes. Looked good. It's apparently fouling Nigel, according to the social medias.
But Jaleel said he had him on lock, but Nigel said it was a foul.
Yeah. Well, let's you know, we know how they like to call fouls on us. So let's hope it was clean. And then I think from the women's side, seeing LaMaya out there looking healthy was. Mm-hmm. Was big.
I did want to get Matt's take on the last men's hoops recruit because we talked about him last week, but Matt wasn't on the show. So yeah. did you get any?
No, yeah, I watched. Yeah, no, I watched film on him. I mean, he's like
AJ Staten McCray, by the way, the name, just so people know.
Yeah, no, he's definitely like a well-rounded guy. I think he's going to help us on both sides of the floor. Pretty good slashing ability. I think I tweeted this out, but he was 39th in the nation in steal percentage. So like in the entire country of Division I basketball players, he was 39th, which is very high. I can't remember what Bensley was at, But also pretty good shot blocker too for his size. I think he's 6'5", I want to say, right?
Yeah.
So like a little bit of a bigger guard. I think it just gives us a lot of versatility too with our guards. We have a lot of guys that can do different things. And I think that's something that we haven't had in a while, you know, and gives us a lot of depth. So I'm excited to see how this season goes. It's funny, I forgot to mention this to you, Melissa. Mm-hmm. But you know that chat we're in? Yeah. I saw
in the Discord?
Yeah, in that Discord. Yeah. This is probably something I should talk about off air, not like, you know, on. But they were talking about, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this, if we were a winner or a loser when it came to the transfer portal. What do you guys think?
Winner for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So they rebuilt like the entire team from the transfer
portal. Well, I mean, but you're talking about ins and outs, right? Theoretically.
Ins and outs.
Yeah, theoretically, Norchak could have come back. Wilga could have come back.
Honestly,
I don't think Keyshawn counts in this discussion.
Keyshawn's going to the draft. Yeah. In my opinion, our only loss to the portal was Norchad.
I think we upgraded in totality.
In totality, I think we upgraded compared to who we lost. But in my opinion, the only player to me that seems like a loss is Norchad.
I think Norchad was the best player out of everyone that was like that came in or left. But I think that, like Vish said, when you look at everyone that was added and who left, I think it was a net plus.
Like, well, obviously I love Norchad. He's dead to me now. But if you ask me.
God, I got to clip that.
If you ask me.
Intro.
Go ahead. If you ask me. I love
Norchad. He's dead to me now.
The stretch four thing is gone, right? If you ask me, would I take Norchad over getting like Lynn Kidd, Brandon Johnson, and Kyrie Huey? I would take Lynn Kidd, Brandon Johnson, and Kyrie Huey.
Yep. No, that's where I'm at. That's when I said upgrade. Yeah. We upgrade the position even though we lost the best player out of it. And it allows us to play multiple ways. Like Norchad, we had to play a very particular.
And also, that's 15 fouls. 15 fouls compared to 5.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying.
Hopefully, they contribute more than just fouls, but.
But also, like.
Yeah, no, I think net positive, and from an attitude standpoint, as well.
Yeah.
I mean, who did we lose to actually portal? It was Ben. That matters, right? It was Bensley, Wuga, and Norchad. Because
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
the other guys.
But I think everyone that we brought in except the Yale guy will be a contributor next season.
I mean, some of them are just there for depth, which is another reason why we upgraded, because we actually have that.
Yeah.
Like even Stat and McCray, I mean, we're talking about less than 10 a game, right? I mean, we're not.
Yeah, but he's going to be better off our bench than, say, like a Christian Watson.
No, yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. He's actual depth. The guys that off of our bench that transferred, that's not even really depth.
Well, I mean, that's if you look at it, our sixth man's probably either going to be Jalen Blackman or Jaleel Bethea. And our sixth man was Bensley or Keyshawn. So.
Which is still good, right? I mean, it's not. But then from there, there was another player that should be on the court.
But yeah, we have other options.
Well, and our problem was, too, we had so many injuries that wasn't actually, like, the sixth man for a lot of games, too, right?
They were, like, 5, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. But now if that happens this season, our sixth man is going to be, you know, significantly better of a contributor versus last season.
Yeah, no, I think we're way better off. And that doesn't get into the attitude issues and some of the other things, non-basketball things we had issues with last year.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
All the stat hunting and all that stuff, hopefully, yeah. New attitude.
Lapses too.
Well, I don't even know if it's. I mean, lapses. I think is almost giving it too much credit. It's like, who gives a crap? It doesn't show up in the box score. And there's a lot of that. There's a lot of stat padding going on around here.
Yeah.
True. What else? Not a lot of news. We're kind of just doing like a hodgepodge of crap episode today, just because we missed Matt and we thought we would chat it up.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't We can't.
And I wanted Matt to show off his new t-shirt because it's awesome.
That was the main purpose of the show. All right, guys. See you later. Montana, go Grizz.
Go Beach.
Ooh.
Oh, hi, Doom.
There he is.
I hate Boston also. Can we bring it up so we can look at the thumbnail?
Speaking of Boston.
Oh, man.
Oh, and Luca? Dallas. Wait, who's Luca?
Matt.
So, I mean, well, I don't know.
I think I'm on Kyrie, I think.
You couldn't keep my face on like Derek Lively or something, so I could have been in the
Is there a picture of the three of them together? I mean, there's a lot of like.
I don't think there is.
Lisa gets really offended when she's not made fun of.
I've only been in like one of the things.
Because he doesn't want to make fun of you. He's making fun of us.
I hope you're enjoying your new hoodie, MF Doom.
Stop saying stuff about it, Melissa, and maybe he'll start doing it.
I mean,
it.
He's definitely put her on some.
Well, hopefully he's enjoying the hoodie girl hoodie that he won.
All right, do we have any other hoop stuff? We want to go right into it.
We have Rushmore, Matt Trashmore, and
Speaking of Boston, I went to a Mexican restaurant today that I didn't know. It just opened near me. Went there, found out it's owned and operated by owned by Mark Wahlberg. Super random. It was not good.
You think?
The drinks were good. The drinks were really good,
How do you end up at these random bad Mexican places? I don't understand.
Well,
you did it here twice.
Well, it was a new like. So it used to be a restaurant that was like pretty decent, but it's like a beautiful looking restaurant, like on the interior and stuff, and it's like super close to my house. And then we just saw it was a new one, so Monica's friends wanted to try it for brunch, and it was super mid the food.
All right, are we doing Rushmore or Trashmore first?
Should we hate?
Wait, we're doing both?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
All right, we'll do Rushmore first.
Is it too much thinking for Matt to then ask him to do an NBA grid also?
That's maybe.
Maybe we should just do the Moors today, and then we can save NBA grid for the next time.
He's got time. We'll do Rushmore.
Oh, by the way, we should promote our next show. Wednesday night is going to be the Buckets OG show. Speaking of, as I'm talking about the OG show, look who pops into the chat. What's up, Nate? So Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, is going to be the Buckets OG show. I have 3 of the 4 people confirmed for Wednesday. If you guys only knew, like Matt and Vish know, but the craziness of trying to get this organized between 7 people scheduled. Kane's Cat Heat hasn't answered, so I don't know if he's coming or not. But it'll definitely be Bill, Nate, and Jackson, and possibly Kane's Cat Heat if he ever answers. Wednesday night at 9. It's going to be a lovely roundtable discussion with 4 of our OG Buckets watchers from kind of the beginning of the show. So that should be fun. So definitely tune in for that. Right. No, 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Right, Vish?
It is 10 p.m. Yes.
10 p.m. Sorry, not 9 p.m. 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Right. Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Buckets OG show. All right. Trashmore or Rushmore first?
We'll do Rushmore first, give Matt a little thinking time.
Rushmore first? Okay.
No, it's a 10. You can show up at 9, but no one's going to be there.
10. Nate, it's going to be 10 o'clock, not 9. 10. Because Vish is the one that does the production, and he has a work thing. So 10, 9 central after. There you go. It's 9 o'clock somewhere. Okay, so tonight's Rushmore and Trashmores are going to be of our favorite and hated non-hoops players in sports. So football, baseball, soccer, whatever. It can't be a basketball player. So we're going to go, Rushmore first?
I just got my 4.
You got your Trashmore also?
No, I got the 4. Yeah, I got the 4. Like, can I go first? Because I feel like you're going to take one of mine and then...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of the guys that got me to start following the Miami Hurricanes. That's Ed Reed.
You know, I was staying away from Hurricanes, but maybe I shouldn't.
So I got to go with probably my favorite football player of all time. He was also a Miami Hurricane. And that's Michael Irvin.
Okay. So I'm going to not only break up the Miami Hurricane streak, but put a Gator in there because for me, it's Emmett Smith.
I didn't pick him because he's a Gator.
I picked him because you don't – that man is the man who made me, like, fall in love with football.
It's true. He was all over my walls as a kid. I had my room painted cowboy blue.
Oh, I just thought of one. I don't know why I didn't.
You don't understand what it was like to watch Emmett Smith run the football. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, Matt.
Oh, it's my turn again. Already. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with this one. You guys know that this is my favorite Miami Hurricane football player of all time. I'm going to go with Duke Johnson.
Okay, we're not going to do a Mount Rushmore favorite Miami Hurricane football pro.
Well, Duke is so legendary. I'm writing down his name and I'm just putting Duke.
Those are the only two Hurricanes I have. The other two are not Hurricanes.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If they originally played hoops but now plays like now play football, can I?
Yes, you can take Jimmy Graham.
Can I?
Yes. Okay. Look how Matt just ruined it.
I'm taking my guy Jimmy. I got
how'd you rule out Antonio Gates that quickly?
Huh?
So how'd you rule out Antonio Gates that quickly?
I was gonna say yes, you can take Eric Swope. That's fine. Oh, actually,
I'm just matching Matt for the Hurricanes players.
All right, yeah. Is it my picking?
No, Vish
has to pick a second.
Sorry.
So you guys aren't gonna know who this is, but soccer, Raul, who is the reason I became a Real Madrid fan in the 90s, and
Raul.
There you go.
Yes. Well, his full name is Raul Gonzalez Blanco, but you just call him Raul. He's now the U team coach. He's gonna be the coach in a bit. Coaching the Real Madrid.
I'm literally writing legend. Raul and then putting soccer in parentheses.
You can put an accent over the U.
Raul. Okay.
Raul.
I'm going to get so much hate for this one.
Oh, no. I got my finger on the band.
Well, I maybe not so much. Maybe not kidding. So much. But I have to pick him because he's the reason, like, as a kid, I started playing baseball. And that's Derek Jeter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was more when I was a kid, but like I wouldn't have played baseball if it wasn't for him. So yeah. Derek Jeter.
I'm gonna do a baseball one also. I'm like I gotta have one baseball player. So this is a player that played on the Marlins 2003 World Championship team, World Series team. And he wasn't necessarily a starter. He was kind of the utility guy, and he was kind of like the personality in the locker room. He went on to play in Boston also, and that's Kevin Millar.
Kevin Millar, oh, yeah. That's a stretch. I've actually taken someone off the 03 Marlins team that I thought you might take, but I'm going with Dontrelle.
Dontrelle Willis. Dontrelle, dude, what you know about Dontrelle Willis?
That guy's the man.
I picked him in MVP baseball season. Man. Just
love
so
it.
I could bat with him too.
I'm like shit. She's gonna take Dontrelle.
I literally rooted for a Boston team only because Kevin Millar was on that team.
Was Kevin Millar the one that like he saw someone wearing his shirt or his jersey like at like a amusement park and he went up and talked to it? It was like a viral video. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
I don't think it was Kevin Millar.
I know the video you're talking about. I don't remember.
Was it him? It was someone that played for the Red Sox. I just don't remember if it was.
Yeah, the guy was wearing a shirt.
It was Jason Veritek. Never mind.
Yeah, no, it was Veritek, the catcher.
That's who it was. My bad.
All right, Matt.
But you also, in your defense on the cheering for Boston, people got to rewind back then. The Celtics hadn't been good in 20 years. The Patriots had won like one Super Bowl. The Red Sox hadn't won a World Series since 1918. So they were not like the annoying, obnoxious, like to most people that they've become over the last 20 years. And they were playing the Yankees, who was that. So it was a little bit, it's not the Boston fan you know and hate now. It was a little bit different. Like there's no way you could stomach that now. But back then they hadn't really won anything, and it was much less obnoxious than it is now. Anyway,
all right,
I'm trying
Matt,
to defend him less over here.
Matt, you got Ed Reed, Duke Johnson, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, so growing up, I used to always go to Angel games with my dad and, like, my friends' families and stuff. and there was one guy that always was super fun to watch, and that's Vladimir Guerrero. So I got to put him up there on my list.
Trying to think who I want to put as my fourth. You know what? Even though the Panthers are blowing a 3-0 lead and game 7 is going to be Monday night, and Vish had to talk me off a ledge yesterday. Was that yesterday? That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, it was technically this morning, but
yeah.
It's well past midnight.
So I've been a Panthers fan since I was a kid. I still have my Panthers jersey that I got for my 7th birthday. And one of my favorite players on the teams back in the day was Pavel Bure. So I'm going to go with him.
Pavel Bure, that's a blast from the past name.
Yep. Used to love playing as him on NHL 99 on my N64.
Nice. Nice. Oh, man, this last one is tough.
So my four are Michael Irvin, Jimmy Graham, Kevin Millar, and Pavel Bure. So all South Florida guys at some point in their career.
I mean, I might go soccer again, but you guys don't know who any of these people are, so it kind of ruins it. I don't watch hockey enough to pick a hockey player. The Marlins have just been disappointing for so long. You know what? I'll go soccer. So I'm going Ronaldo, but not the Ronaldo that people know. It was the previous Ronaldo, the Brazilian, who, again, this is more from like when I was young. They called him Il Fenomeno. It's just like ridiculous. Every time he'd score, he would shake his finger at the camera like this. And youth. You just left me now, but back then it was like the coolest thing in the world. You would score goals and just get up smiling and doing this. Best player I've ever seen. He had a thyroid problem and he got injured and then couldn't keep weight off because of that, so he kind of had to retire, but just ridiculous. Best player I've ever seen.
All right, do we want to do our trash more?
Oh, for sure. It's time to hate on people.
Yeah. One of mine might be a little controversial.
Oh, this will be interesting.
So, Matt, you want to go first again?
Yeah. So I had to string this together pretty quickly. The first one was a dude purely only doing this because he got into it with a dude that used to play at University of Miami. Someone that we all met, actually, and took, I think we all took pictures with him. I don't know about Vish. Cortland Finnegan. Dude was mad annoying. Cornerback. Wait, he was on the
when did we meet Cortland Finnegan? I'm just like,
no, so he messed because he messed with Andre Johnson, is what I was saying.
Oh, you're talking about we met Andre Johnson? Like,
I didn't get into it.
That was right. It was my fault. I was like, we met Cortland, like, I would know Cortland Finnegan and be watching my house.
We met the guy, yeah. I think Cortland Finnegan played for the Rams too at one point when what's his name? The former Titans coach was the Rams coach Fisher. Is it Jeff Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't follow football as much, obviously, but yeah, so he was just mad annoying. I gotta put him on my list.
I'll just go with the controversial one first. So, despite the fact that he's donated millions of dollars to the U, I distinctly remember this baseball player when we played against him in the World Series in 2003, trying to avoid getting tagged out and hitting Carl Pavano's glove to try to knock the ball out of his glove. The Marlins went on to win the World Series, and that's Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, my God. He almost made my Rushmore. I love that man.
I appreciate what he does for the baseball program, but as a Marlins fan, when he was on the Yankees, I hated his guts. So,
that is told you it was controversial. That's not even controversial. You're biting the hands that feed you. That man is a.
I said it already. I appreciate what he does for the baseball program, but when he was actively playing baseball, especially when it's on the Yankees,
I appreciate him, but I did not
like him. He's a better human now.
I mean, he was big at helping Miami back then. You know, he almost went to school.
He was a cheater. Cheater.
No, he not if judged by his peers because everyone was doing it.
See, I'm not the only one.
All I'm saying is that he was a hurricane even before he donated all the money. He was, you know, that was back in the day when they had up until like classes started to sign. So he was sitting outside Memorial Building waiting for his agent to call to see if he should like go into class or not. Cause once he goes into class, he's locked in for 3 years, and the Mariners and his agent agreed on a deal. So he walked off campus.
Damn. All right,
and then
first.
He started giving us money. So I'm actually picking a former hurricane who embarrasses me daily, or not daily, but frequently. And that is San Francisco Giant Aubrey Huff, or former that guy. Don't Google him. Just trust me. He's an asshole. His name is like on the home. Speaking of like some jerseys retired for baseball, it's on the fucking home run wall. I hate that guy. That guy sucks as a human, which is really what this list is about.
Matt, who's your next one?
Can't wait till you guys get to the last one, or oh, I get boy. To the last one. The next one, it's someone I mentioned in our chat, just name that came to mind, just because, I mean, he was known notoriously as an asshole, former cowboy, Greg Hardy. Is he fighting UFC or MMA now?
Something, I don't know.
Something
really
like that.
He didn't do much for the Cowboys.
He was
like
barely
on the
Cowboys. He was much more, he's actually much more famous as a Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like one of the best defensive players in football when he did what made him make Matt's list, which was basically almost kill his girlfriend, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And it was all on tape, so the Panthers released him, and then he became a Cowboy.
Yeah. So he's on my list, obvious reasons, but yeah.
My next most hated player, I think Vish will agree with me on this one. Former Eagle, DeSean Jackson.
Huh. I mean, I don't hate the pick. I just like, if we're going through former Eagles, there's so much to hate.
I had to get one Eagle in there, and I just...
Yeah, no, this is not a bad choice. This is solid, solid. All right, I am going with a former Packers quarterback who has defrauded millions of dollars from poor kids in Mississippi to benefit himself and does the whole aw shucks thing. This is coming straight off as a sexual harassment of a Sports Illustrated reporter, abuser of prescription drugs while judging other people. I mean, I understand, you know, addiction and all that, but then he gets up on his high horse with the holier than thou bullshit, and that's Brett Favre. That guy can fuck off.
Fucking Brett Favre.
Just because he shows up with this aw shucks southern accent, people, oh, look at this good old boy. He's a piece of
fucking
shit.
Fucking Wrangler guy. Jeans.
Yeah, what a
who
piece
the fuck
of
wears
shit.
Wrangler jeans? Fuck you.
This guy's a piece of shit of a human.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Next.
Matt. My third one. I'm going to go with a baseball player. I'm going to go with Manny Ramirez. Domestic problems. Dude was just like an asshole too. Kind of a weird dude as well. I think isn't he the one too that got into it with one of the Yankees coaches? Like he literally like threw him to the ground or something.
Yeah, that was 8 years old. No, that was Pedro Martinez. But that was Pedro? But that was Don Zimmer's fault. Look, I can't believe I'm defending the Red Sox twice on an episode here. But like, no, what was the 80s? It's like they were like there was like a brawl. Sort of. It wasn't like it was a brawl. They're all in the pit. Why is the 80-year-old coach running? Takes a beeline straight at Pedro and is like full speed running at him. Pedro sees him come at the last second and just kind of redirects him. Of course, he went down because he's fucking 80 years old. But yeah, I mean that one's on
whatever.
Don Zimmer,
we can do a slash. We can put them both on there.
That one was on Don Zimmer because don't be charging out of the dugout trying to fight someone when you're 80. I mean, I feel
so
like that's,
you guys,
that's
you guys are like picking people that were like criminals or like
I'm trying to
whatever.
Think of more sports hate reasons for the
I'm picking guys just because
oh
I don't like
wait till my last
of,
one
because of like the relations to other things. So my third guy was actually a Cowboy and then was stupid enough to go to Philly and then his career died, and that's DeMarco Murray.
Wow. I forgot he even went to Philly. Like his career, like you said, career died. He's always just been a Cowboy for me.
Because he thought he was so good, but he was running behind the Great Wall of Dallas. So,
Well, I think
the Great Wall of Dallas was the lines that Emmett ran behind, but right? They
Great Wall of Dallas Part Two.
They recycled that name.
Yes.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
I don't follow other sports as much as basketball, so it's tough for me to really have this like deep hatred.
Vish, who's
until my team? Last one.
So you're like, God, Matt's been teasing this last one for three rounds. Watch me accidentally say it, although I think there's very
little. No, there's no way any of you are going to say it. There's no shot.
So I'm trying to go back into Melissa's lane because I agree, you know, some sports hate. Good old fashioned. You know, heating from a sports standpoint. And so I guess do we call them? I guess they're the Commanders, but at the time they were not called that.
Oh.
But there's a quarterback that played for both Philly and then went to the Commanders who was annoying as hell, and that was Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. And this is a typical sports aid because he was really good. And the Cowboys weren't. He used to spend about 10 years roasting our ass. So it's just like, oh. It's one of those situations. It wasn't like there's anything. And he also, you old head Canes, you'll remember 66-13 in the Carrier Dome. That was the Donovan McNabb hate origin story for me. So yeah, there's a lot of baggage there.
All right. Who's your fourth, Matt?
Well, I saved the worst for last. Did not play professional sports, but was a dual sport athlete at the College of Charleston. Played basketball and volleyball. Just if you watch the show, you know my hate for this person, Melanie Hall, PJ Hall's mother.
Oh my God,
is the fourth person on my list.
Yes,
you suck.
I love it. That is the best pick of the night.
Oh my God. That is like unbelievable.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Fucking love it.
I was like, the fuck are you going with this?
Where did you Google to find out that she plays sports? That is amazing. Also, can I just say that Coop just scored with the halfback pass because I have the stream on?
There you go.
Good stuff.
That is amazing. I was like, what the
heck? I was like, where? And then he's like, she. And I'm like,
What's happening here? Then it's just bad. We should have let him go last. We can't.
Thank right? God she played volleyball too, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to pick her.
Did LSU's women's basketball coach play any sports? Can I put her as my fourth?
No,
she played. Crazy. I know she played basketball.
Yeah, no, she was
but that
star.
Doesn't count. I can't pick a hoop.
She was the star at a star at
Louisiana Tech. Fourth.
Won a bunch of national championships.
I'm trying to think who I want to put as my fourth.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't know. The ones I like were a lot easier than the ones I hate. Vish, if you have yours, you can go. I'm trying to think.
I'm deciding between a few. The PJ Hall's mom is like got my head spinning. What a fucking amazing pick. Jeez. You should have said let me go last, trust me.
I should have, but
I was so
eager to just say the name.
Even when you said Melody Hall, I'm like,
who? Why does that sound familiar?
Actually, I have to look this one up because I don't know the name. So give me a second. Vish, if you want to go, you can.
I'm thinking.
Okay, I have it. So my fourth and final hated athlete, his name is Chris Gamble. He was the wide receiver in the 2002 national championship game that drew the pass interference call that didn't exist.
Wow, that was a poll.
And that's why I didn't know the name, because he's irrelevant. Oh, but I hate him anyway.
He actually played in the NFL for the Panthers for a long time. But
fuck that guy.
Exactly, it wasn't his fault.
There we go.
God.
I mean, it wasn't his fault. He just ran around and dropped the pass. Like, I don't know what you wanted to do.
Honorable mention to Connor McDavid. I hate Connor McDavid.
That feels like a recency thing that you won't remember in 6 months.
Connor McDavid is the star for the Edmonton Oilers.
That's, I know. That's why I feel like.
That's why I didn't pick anything recent.
I mean, he didn't do shit yesterday, but anyway.
Yeah, no, but still.
Honorable mention to Howie Kendrick, former second baseman for the Angels, who would never give me an autograph the, like 10 times I tried. Fuck him.
All right. I don't have any autograph beef like that.
Oh, it's bad, dude. Every single time. Just walk right past me, go to the next kid. He had a vendetta against me, man.
Vish, who's your last?
So, going back to my youth here a little bit, I guess it's sort of current as well, except we keep losing, so it's not really a rivalry. But the Cowboys and 49ers, when I was really getting into football, used to basically play in the playoffs every year. And there's several annoying 49ers to choose from. But, you know, you can't really hate on Jerry Rice because it's Jerry Rice. So we go to the other side of the ball, and they had this safety called Merton Hanks, who had the longest neck you've ever seen, to the point.
Hanks.
Look it up. Hanks. Merton Hanks. MERTONHANKS. To the point that, like, his head bobbed around, and they used to call him, oh, he looks like a duck. So they started waddling on the field when he, like, caused a turnover. And it's that man annoyed the crap out of me because his neck was so freaking big. He would be, like, waddling and did, like, a waddle dance. You can lift that thing up, man. That guy annoyed the shit out of me. Anyway, that is my, very, it's not gonna touch Melanie Hall, but still a random poll for me. Oscar the Grouch.
There you go.
That's a good list.
I mean, everything has been dwarfed. Oh. No one's only gonna remember one thing from that list.
So I'm ready for NBA Grid. I took a look at one of the lists, and I was like, okay, I already got two names.
Which one, to make sure I pull up the right one?
It's the 621. It's the one with the Warriors, 10 plus points per game season, and played in the 2010s. Yep.
It's the one from where?
Oh, what the heck?
Which day?
Wait, what just happened to my? Do you guys see me still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Although you're frozen.
Uh oh.
But we can hear you.
That's no bueno.
Maybe this is the world saying don't do hoops grid.
Did I do something in the show to do this? Damn.
Nicholas knows what I'm talking about.
Can you leave it the stream and come back in?
Yeah. BRB.
Wow. You just got up there right quick.
I'm watching Coop play Ball State on NCAA 14.
I mean,
the only score is the halfback pass. You're welcome.
Melanie Hall. That's amazing stuff.
That's actually really funny.
All right, we have live action Matt back.
There we go. No. So we're doing, which date are we doing for Hoops Grid?
6:20.
6:20. Okay. Go fast, because I want to be off the stream by 10
o'clock.
Wait,
so this is,
oh,
this
I got
is,
you.
Wait, this is Warriors and Cavs?
Warriors, Cavs, 10 plus points okay. per game, Toronto yep. Raptors, yep. yeah. All right, top right. right, we got Christian Iyengar.
Wait, hold on, bring it up, Vish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Top right, Christian Iyengar, dude that was traded to the Lakers. I don't remember who it was for. I think it was.
How do you spell Oh, there it is.
Nope. And then.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, top right? Oh, sorry. I was doing top left.
Middle right, a dude that was. I remember this game. Kobe drilled like three of the most ridiculous threes I've ever seen. And he drilled this crazy shot on this center, Aaron Gray. It's AA.
Oh, I remember Aaron Gray.
Yeah.
Nice.
Middle 10 plus points per game. Raptors. I know a lot of these guys because they were on the team when Kobe dropped 81. Morris Peterson.
What's the percentage on that?
1.04.
We have a lot
to do it.
We try to keep it under 2.
Why is it?
There you go. Bottom left, because I know he's up there in most. He has a game where he went crazy. I think he made like 10 or 11 threes. Donyell Marshall, bottom left. And I know he played for the Warriors. Not really a name.
0.33.
There we go.
Man, that's
10 plus points per game. Or no, sorry. Oh, 10 plus points per game, 6 plus threes. Corey Maggette. What's he at?
Ooh, I'll let you put that one in and you can see that percentage.
Damn, that might be a record.
Okay.
Well, it's on mine. It's 0.08.
It's because we guessed other times the number.
That's what I'm saying. You guessed after.
Bottom right, dude that played for the Lakers, and he played for the Raptors, actually. Bottom right, played in the 2010s, 6 plus 3s, Jose Calderon.
Do it.
Can you try a name for oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. No, that's not gonna work.
Nazir Muhammad doesn't work for either of the ones.
Yeah,
left.
He didn't play for wait, it's Raptors and Warriors, right? Like played for
Yeah, Raptors, Warriors, Raptors, Cavs.
Oh my god,
and then
what
Cavs,
is that?
10 points a game.
No, he didn't play for the Raptors. I don't think he did. Kent Bazemore. No, he played for the Jazz. I'm trying to think of like a really freaking random name. Did is it 10 plus points per game and oh, in Cavs?
Cavs, yeah.
Can you try Darius Miles and see what comes up for him?
How do you spell Melissa? Darius?
D-A-R-I-U-S, I think.
Yeah. Yep, do it.
There we go. Actually, I think he did. Did he?
Matt, do you have one for the middle besides Morris Peterson where you could get this all under 1%?
I could try. Yeah. But what was I going to? Oh, did Patrick McCaw play for the Raptors and the Warriors? Can you try that, Melissa?
It's Patrick McCaw.
16%.
Wow. I guess. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm the only one who doesn't know who Patrick McCaw is.
No, he didn't play for Raptors. Did Anthony Morrow play for the Raptors, Vish? Do you know?
I don't.
He played for a bunch of teams, but I don't think he. Okay. I know. Oh, no, that's not going to. I was going to say him for 10 plus a game and Warriors, but he did not.
There's no 10 plus a game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Warriors, Cavs, and
Raptors. Did. Oh, my God. What's his name? The point guard. No, he didn't play. CJ Watson didn't play for the Raptors. Jarrett Jack. I'm blanking on. Oh my god. Did Ronnie Turioff? He played for a few teams. No, he played for Minnesota, the Lakers, the Clippers.
You got to give me spellings of some of these so I can look it up.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did, though.
Turiaf is T-U-R-I-A-F.
I'm trying to think of right now a really good... did Marco Bellinelli play for the Raptors?
He did.
Try him for Warriors and...
2.59.
Fuck. Damn it.
It's too high.
What about, like... Oh, what is his name? Not Johnny. No. Fuck, he was like a backup center. Search O'Brien and see like what comes up for first names for Raptors and Warriors.
Dude from Bradley or whatever.
Yeah.
O'Brien or Bryant?
Yeah, O'Brien. Like O apostrophe, I think, and then Bryant.
Johnny O'Brien, JJ O'Brien, Patrick O'Brien.
Patrick.
It's Patrick.
Patrick.
1.53.
Do it.
For which one?
Toronto and
Raptors and Warriors.
How did Patrick O'Brien get that much?
I know. I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe there's not many options or something.
Yeah, it's fine. One more.
Okay, so we need...
Warriors, Cavs.
Warriors and Cavs. Warriors. Oh, Warriors and Cavs. Oh my God. Let me bring it up.
Oh, my guess was it was 17%, so it won't work.
Who'd you put in?
Anderson Varejao.
Because he.
I don't know these like most random players.
Well, but yeah, but one of the things, if they're famous for being on one of the two teams,
yeah,
then someone will have guessed them. Maybe this guy, and then that's why it'll get a high number anyway, even if they don't remember him on the other team. So it's gotta be someone kind of obscure on both.
I know. I'm trying to think of someone like who was there when. Did Baron Davis play for the Cavs? Didn't he?
I thought he did, but I think it's gonna be a big
2.35.
I thought it would be higher than that just because he's so obviously a warrior.
Did you hear the birds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have to have all my windows open. It's too hot to not have them open. What about like Drew Gooden? But that's the kind of like a big name too. I don't even know if he played for the, what do you call him?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of like when LeBron first got there, like the guys that were there. What about like Eric Snow or some shit? Did he play? Or like,
I think he played for the Warriors.
Though. Or Sasha Pavlovich. I don't think he played for the Warriors, though. He was on the.
Man, I changed the battery in my mouse and it's working. Oh, so much better.
Donyell Marshall played for both. I could have used him too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I mean, point.
Yeah, no, we're not. What about like Jason Capono? Did he play for the Warriors?
Why isn't Capono coming up? Jason, there it is.
How'd you spell it?
Nope, not there.
Damn. Dang, I don't know if I have one, man.
Did J.R. Smith play for that? I mean, we do have. I mean, Baron Davis at 2 point whatever isn't terrible if we need to finish the
game. No, J.R. Smith, no.
Matt Barnes?
I don't know if he played for the Cavs.
I don't think he did.
Nope.
What about, I'm trying to think of like dudes that played for just like a shit ton of teams. What about like Brian Skinner?
Nope.
Damn. Who are guys that like?
Did Chris Mullin ever play for the Cavs?
Nope.
What about what is his name? Did Brevin Knight ever play for the Warriors?
Who?
Brevin Knight.
Nope.
Damn.
You might just have to lock in Baron Davis.
I can't go out like this, man. I started off so well, and then.
I mean.
God, I'm just looking at the. Oh man, like Shannon Brown didn't play for them. Oh man, we got like a couple minutes. What's that center that played for a long time? Diop or whatever his name is.
Oh, Dasana Diop.
Yeah, did he job? Yeah, that's what it was.
Mavericks legend.
How do you wait? What is it?
D E S A G N A,
and then D E S A Dejana. Oh,
Dejana.
Nope.
Yeah,
it's a great name.
Did Larry Hughes ever play for the Warriors? Did we try that already?
No, we didn't.
I feel like that's a name that could.
2.09.
I think we did. 2.09.
God damn it. I feel like there's just not going to be a name that's.
I mean,
sometimes you get two teams.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, who was the... No, he didn't play. He played for the Clippers. Man, I can't think of anyone like that played with LeBron on those.
You've got 2 minutes.
What about Scott Pollard? Did he ever play for the Warriors? That's a name. Or Daniel Gibson, the dude that was a shooter for them.
Scott Pollard?
Yeah.
Isn't coming up as like a name.
Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
I know, I'm just putting Scott P. It's not coming up.
That can't be.
Is Scott spelled differently?
No, S-C-O-T-T.
Oh, yeah, it's only one T. That's why. And no, it doesn't work.
Damn.
What was the other one?
Daniel Gibson, but I think he only played for the Cavs.
We might have to go with Larry Hughes here.
I don't think there's. What about freaking Joe Smith? He played for like 15 teams.
Oh yeah, Joe Smith probably played for
1.06.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He was a legend. At the end. At the end.
At the buzzer. There we go.
Bang. One of our better ones. Well, our Matt's better ones.
No, it's a team effort. For sure.
All right.
That's the question. All right, Matt, you ready for
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Cue it.
It's been brought to my attention that some certain people want to change college basketball and how the tournament works, want to add more play-in games. I'm just here to say I'm not for it. Why change the best, in my opinion, the best playoffs in the history of sports? I love the tournament. Doesn't need to be changed in any fashion. If you disagree, sorry, you're a casual. But yeah, go Beach. Go Grizz.
And go Canes. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.